Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
All right, Dana, I hope you filled up well.
Yes, I'm
ready. It's a Friday. I'm ready, I hope. I've got my I got my lemon tea here to start me off. Seeing that I probably woke up about 30 minutes ago. Let's say 30 minutes ago.
Okay. So
that's my jump start. I'll have breakfast between this and a meeting with our past president, Mike Deer, as we're talking about some things on the conference schedule.
Okay, that sounds good.
And you, how are you doing?
I'm also having some tea. Okay. I call it my hot toddy. Uh-huh. But, you know, since it's we're on the clock,
yes,
it sands the, because I usually, you know, spike it with a little
something.
Fireball.
A little fireball. Wow. Wow. You know,
this morning. We're on the clock, so there's no fireball in the tea.
That, and even regularly, I'm just a little concerned because I think I remember reading some article. Someone said that at one time they had to withdraw their product from the market. Again, I'm not trying to spread rumors, but because there was something in it, like an antifreeze kind of agent, there was concern. Yeah, there was some kind of concern at one point, and they had to, like, take it off and bring it back in. But I could be completely wrong, so I have nothing against it. You know, okay. We had a former employee that worked with us, went off to do counseling type of stuff, so you know who she is.
Yes, I do.
Who that was her favorite drink.
Oh, okay. Oh, and this, you know, because of this added...
No, I think it's because she had two kids and then she had another kid real quick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was the kids that she probably got out of the fireball business. But today's a special day. Although we don't have an interview this week, we're going to have one probably next week, it sounds like, if all goes well. We have a secret shopper. We have one of our board members in our audience today. So if you are interested in joining our studio audience, which is usually nobody, really, other than those who will download our podcast or listen to us on Spotify. You know, send us an email to our wbcisfa@gmail.com account. But we'll definitely have some interviews next week. So this is going to be a little looser of a show today, I think. You know, but then again, we just got out of the holidays, right? Everything right. Went well for the holidays as far as we could. I was up at the French Laundry twice, apparently. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my word. I was going to say.
I was there with our governor for the lobbyist thing, and then I was up there with the mayor of San Francisco. Yeah, it's just becoming a mess, isn't it?
A hot mess, it looks like.
Yeah. But as far as things that are not a mess anymore, we are finally getting our 2021 and our 2022 conferences a little more squared away here.
Nice.
So for those that don't know, and there'll be information on the website soon about this, for 2021, we had planned to be down at the Hyatt Regency San Diego Mission Bay. But, of course, with things as they are progressing right now for 2021, we've had to change those plans. We're going to be doing a virtual conference. We haven't set up the platform and all that yet, but let me just tell you from what I've seen that's available, it's going to be a great conference. That much I can pretty much guarantee. One way or the other, 2021, although virtual, will not only be a great conference, but it'll also be an affordable conference because it'll be lower cost.
Yes.
And then for 2022, as part of the concessions of having booked the hotel and all, and also wanting to, you know, do what we can to still have a real conference in 2022, which we assume we're going to be able to, we're going to be down at San Diego Hyatt Regency Mission Bay. So we've worked with the hotel. We found new dates. I think we're going to be, now our conference in 2021, the one that's coming up is the first week of March. The Monday and Tuesday is the all directors training. And then Tuesday afternoon through Thursday morning is the CISFA conference. So that's that first week of March, everyone. For 2022, it's going to be a little bit later. I think we are looking at somewhere in early to mid-April. We still have to set the date on that, I believe, in the contract. But we do have a set of dates. And it'll be good because I think in 2022, first of all, hopefully, people will want to get out of the office, get out of home,
Absolutely.
Go to conferences.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have most of this stuff, I think, on COVID, hopefully, kind of licked that we can go back to reasonable numbers attending a conference. Because, again, this is it's a beautiful hotel. I've been to see it. They've got great facilities. They're right on the water. They're near SeaWorld. They've got everything else going for them. I don't know, Dana, did you go to the conference that we were at last time in San Diego?
Unfortunately, no, I did not. Yeah.
Have you been to the San Diego area, though, around SeaWorld and all?
Of course, yes.
Mission, okay, good. So we're going to be right in there. So there's water sports. People, we're thinking that actually by 2022, because we're going to fall somewhere into spring break time of many colleges.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably, and we're getting good room rates, too, on top of it. People might come in early on the weekend, so we've got extra room blocks available, or stay that Thursday and maybe even to that Friday. Okay. Stay for some fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just make it a whole week of shenanigans. That's, I mean, you know,
shenanigans, yeah.
Conference and learning.
I'm sure if I send you and some of our staff, because you've been bottled up so long, you weren't able to go to a CASFA conference in person. That was online. Weren't able to go to an FSA conference in person, even though I can't remember where it was going to be this year, but that was online too. NASFA was online. Our spring will be, I'm assuming some people will want to see some other people in person.
Absolutely, and connect. See and connect with people. Catch up.
Yeah, that is literally probably, even for planning for 2021, probably the hardest part that we're trying to still figure out how to do. It's interesting because a lot of the platforms that do these conferences may not always have that part fully fleshed out, but there's then these like whole like third level parties that make software and other things that tell you about how you can do socializing, do a vendor exhibitor area where people can either roam around or like set up real quick meetings with people or like go into a little room and hear about X, Y, and Z product. It's an interesting a group out there that offer these kind of software items.
And they give cool gifts, pins and whatnot.
That's going to be the part that we still have to figure out how to do. You know, how do you virtually give somebody any of this stuff anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
Just send it my way. Just send it to me.
Send you the box and then you'll hand deliver those pens.
I'll handle the rest, yeah.
Pens and post-it notes and good stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that. Dana will be doing a door-to-door deliveries for our 2021 conference, everybody.
No, wait a minute. I didn't say door-to-door. You know, I'll send it to you.
Oh, I thought you wanted to maybe take a tour of the 100 and how many community colleges do we have, Dana?
Oh my
in
a, God.
In California?
123.
Oh, so close. I'm going to say lower. Try another number.
Okay, 119.
Lower.
I thought we were in the hundreds. Okay.
Last guess.
Okay, last one. 100.
Dana, you shot too low.
Okay.
Officially, I believe, if I understand right, we are at 115 now.
Okay.
Because we were at 114 for the longest time.
All right.
And then we just added one up in, I believe, the Fresno area for Madera, I think is the name of the school. It's part of their district. So they are number 115. So, yes, we're 115 community colleges in California. So,
Dana, if you want to
do a road trip, I'm just saying, I'll help you out on that.
Okay, maybe, come with me.
Yeah, maybe in that case we can get a sponsorship by
You know what, actually,
a nice car manufacturer.
yes, I like this idea. I like where you're going with this. Maybe we can make it a tour bus. It's our our tour,
and it'll have to be a super clean bus sponsored by Clorox.
Yeah. Sure.
So that when we drop off the boxes of pens and post-it notes, and then we'll leave it to people like our secret shopper at his school to figure out how to get it to his staff. And in some of those other schools, you know, maybe the staff just comes by and grabs grab bags, huh?
Yes.
Okay, we'll work on that.
please, can we work on this, brainstorm on it some more?
Yeah, I'll work on that. Right after we're working on the program, Dana, there for the conference. And I got to say that what I think I'm going to do, and I'm meeting with our past president, Mike Deere, after this taping of the show. One, to convince him to do an interview next week. Two, really, to talk about conference. And I think we're going to do quite a few of the presentations, the breakout sessions that we had scheduled this year for next year. Because I think they're still very applicable. You know, things like verification and understanding ads, drops, and withdrawals. Having NASFA come in and do some presentations about policies and procedures. Because they're experts on that. And just a number of other topics. So we're hoping to narrow it down. It's going to be a little different. Before, we would have had, you know, 8 different breakout sessions at any given time. Mm-hmm. It seems like in talking to people, when you do an online event, and also just because of the technical operations that have to go on behind the scenes, we'll probably only do 4 or 5 at any given breakout session. But we're going to do more breakout session time slots. And the reason for that is, you know, before, you've been to conferences, right? You do a session. It's an hour 15 maybe. Then you got 15 to 30 minutes sometimes as a break.
You got it.
We're going to run them more on an hourly basis so that it'll be more like a 55-minute session with five minutes in between. Then maybe we're going to try to slip in some sponsors and some information about our sponsors and exhibitors.
That's very smart, yeah.
And then do them on the hour, except for, of course, whoever gets to run up to 12 o'clock and run right up to 12 o'clock, then we'll give everyone a lunch break on that, the first full day, Wednesday, of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever gets the last session for the day, we'll maybe make that the longer one. But we find that, you know, I've been reading how, in general, people start to lose concentration when you get anywhere beyond about an hour. Even 40 minutes.
I was going to mention the last conference I went to was FSA in Atlanta, in the ATL. And like you said, Dennis, you get fatigued after.
Exactly. You know, and it is about concentration. After the first couple, I mean, I've read anything from an hour, and in my mind, that seems kind of long, to like even after 40 minutes. So that I've tried to always plan my FAFSA nights that I do with the parents and the kids. To the presentation I've done on how to do better presentations for about 40 minutes max. And then you get into the Q&A that might re-liven it up before, you know, you're finally done and sending everyone off. So, yeah, we're going to run, you know, more subgroups, but less in a subgroup. So you don't have to look at the list and go, which of these, you know, 7 or 8 things you're going to want to do. And the good thing is, you know, I think we had about 32 maximum sessions planned for 2020.
Okay.
And if we do this approach that we're going to do, we have room for about 28 to 29. So it's not a big loss. we'll look at the topics and we'll start narrowing that down. If people have some ideas for topics that you haven't seen before, feel free to send them to us at the show or send them to my email if you have that too. And we'll figure it out from there. Well, that's what's going on, Dana. We're slowly narrowing things down. We're looking at the cost. The cost for this conference coming up was going to be significantly less, so expected to be relatively affordable. I might be able to even afford to send you, Dana.
Wow, this is so exciting. So let me ask you, Dennis, with the money that you're saving, do you have any plans for, you know, the extra savings?
Well, the idea would be, Dana, is that we would actually save our members by charging them less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, how's that? I mean, I know you're automatically thinking about where would we put that money, in a pocket or a bank account? And of course it would be, because we are fiduciary agents. No, because we're safe with our money, we put it right into the bank. But no, we're going to, just like CASFA did, our big sister organization there, we charge a smaller amount. And even what they charged for theirs allowed them still some room and wiggle room, because at this point, we don't know if we'll have 100 people or closer to the 300 that we normally would get for an in-person conference, or if we're looking at, we'll have more. I know in talking to Anna Fayar, just exiting president of CASFA, now past president of CASFA, they actually had better turnout number-wise this year for their virtual conference than they did the year before. Mm-hmm. And the year before, I think, was the year they were in Riverside, and it was a very beautiful site and just a really well-done conference. But she was very happy to see the numbers went up. So we might get that, too.
That's awesome. I think you will. I think you will, Dennis. I think it's going to be amazing.
I hope so. You know, I really do. I mean, we're doing it all in mind of what, knowing that we've had a year off here, how can we reconnect with our community college brethren out there, even if virtually, and get them the information that they would normally have had in the spring a year later, you know? So we don't want to lose anybody along the way, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But, well, Dana, let's take a little musical break here and head into a little bit of maybe some live news.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
Get a fill in there, Dana.
I got it. I'm ready to go.
That's good, because we're going to do some live news. In other words, Dennis didn't prepare the news and write this all out for us.
It's all good.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, I had my little shopping list. This is what distracted me of all the people I need to buy stuff for. And now I can't even figure out where I put it.
Oh, boy.
And so, you know, luckily I got some email inspiration.
Okay.
Because, you know, this is the time of if you are signed up for anything from anyone that sells stuff.
Yes, yes. Every 5 minutes, right? Oh, you're getting something.
Yes. You know, I bought some, you know, I bought the snack boxes for our student workers for Halloween. Can I tell you about that?
Tell me.
I guess I can say the name of the vendor because I'm not getting anything from them. Nuts.com.
Okay. Oh, yes. You know, I've seen their advertisements on the TV.
Yeah, they got nice, cute little advertisements on TV, right?
Yeah.
Their boxes look just as nice. They have, like, all kinds of cool stuff written on it, the little nut drawings that talk and all that. So, you know, I get one of their emails every day. But then I guess finally got an email, and I think it was through my email, my work email account, from the president of Rowan University out in New Jersey. Ali Hushmand is his name.
Okay.
And so I remember reading an article years and probably like a year and a half or so ago about how he does, he makes this hot sauce stuff. He's got a personal hot sauce he makes.
Okay.
And now he makes like two or three varieties. And so they sell it through their campus store as a fundraiser for student scholarships. Because his idea is to drive the cost down on school and raise millions of dollars for scholarships. So it was probably like a year or so ago that I bought some hot sauces for our student workers, because you know how they are, right? And hot sauces.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody in the office is that way. And so I guess got an email like a couple days ago from them about their holiday sale.
Okay.
So... not for any of our staff, because if they listen to this, they would then know. But for some friends of mine who are of the persuasion that like hot sauces hot, I figured out I'd get some of these bottles of hot sauces from their store. So I've got them. Okay. That was what I was ordering at like 12:30 at night. And and distracting me just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
And you know, the thing about ordering stuff on especially at that time of night, I feel like you get in this mode where, you know, you just go down the rabbit hole, right? You're like, oh, I got this.
Well, luckily, I started to get tired. Thankfully, right after doing that, because I still have my list of names. It's like, what are we going to get Dana? What are we going to get Marcel? What are we going to get the student workers? Now, luckily, my brother's off in the corner, because I have to wait on one of my brothers who have he's got the two girls. So I always tell him, send me the list, because his wife will come up with the list of what they need so that we don't duplicate efforts and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got to wait on him anyways. So, and same thing for mother, you know, buying something for mother on the list is wait for my brother David to figure out what mother needs. You know, whether it's a new oven, which I don't think it is, or a couch, which I think it is this year. Don't worry, my mother's not listening to the podcast.
She's not gonna. So she doesn't know. It's a surprise. It'll be a surprise to her.
I think I've told her that I'm doing a podcast. I don't think she quite understands what a podcast is. The thing is, she doesn't have like an Alexa or a Siri type of thing that she could yell at to say, like, you know, play What's Brewing CISFA, whatever the heck that is, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens there.
Okay. Alrighty.
But have you started your shopping?
I think I mentioned on Tuesday, the only people I'm shopping for this holiday, because I can, the only people that I can afford my mom and my dad. You're smart. So all mom asked for was a TV. So I already ordered that for her.
Nice.
So and I'm not bragging or anything, everybody listening. So every TV that we have in the house is maybe around 50 to 65 inches, right?
Oh, that's all.
So poor mom, hers is like 45, right? And so I always joke with her when I go in her room, like, mom, where's your TV at? I can't see it, you know? So so she asked for an upgrade. So I hooked her up.
And the thing is, you know, your mother is like in my mother's age group where she could always go back to the, do you know that a big TV back in our day was 13-inch TVs?
Absolutely.
And can you imagine, how many of our employees have complained about the fact that they have notebook computers with 13-inch monitors? I mean, really? Can we get a 15 or 17? I don't know. Do they make them that big? I mean, that'd be like gigantic keyboards, right? I don't know. It's crazy.
No, but you know what? So when we were talking about, you know, upgrading her, we were talking about, we were reminiscing about our old TVs back in the day. So like the big box one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we used to have one of those back in the day. I think like a 20 or 23 inch. And then, now I'm really going to age myself. Then we had like this little small 10 inch black and white situation. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. So, yeah, we're definitely living in a situation where, you know, you got to go big.
Yeah, 43 inches. Oh, so small. I know. You know, I don't know if this will pass muster with the feds. You know, I'm looking at the news here, and when they talk about the spending bill, you know, because we're in that part of December where, again, the government will run out of money. They have a spending deadline of December 11th. So, everybody, you got 1 week left here. And NASFA is doing their best because spending bills at this time of year are probably the only thing that might get through both houses. Right. So the news here on the NASA website, this will be our only news item for the day, I think. NASA urges Congress to tackle FAFSA simplification in the must-pass spending bill. So here it says in a letter sent to congressional leadership on Thursday, NASA, as in yesterday, NASA requested that any year-end spending measure, including bipartisan policies that will simplify and improve the FAFSA process for millions of post-secondary students. And so a quote here, we'll see who it's from in a second. The timing for FAFSA simplification could not be more urgent and need perhaps never greater amid this global pandemic, with FAFSA completions among high school seniors currently down 15% compared to this time last year. And that's from the letter. So we know that to be true. Congress is currently faced with a spending deadline of December 11th and must pass some sort of package to avoid, you know, another government shutdown by either wrapping up spending levels for the fiscal year or kicking the deadline to sometime in 2021, which is probably what's going to happen. We're going to get one of those omnibus kind of spending things. So it says here, while NASFA still supports the much-needed broader reauthorization of the Higher Education Act, passage of a narrowly tailored, well-crafted FAFSA simplification bill will deliver improvements to the financial aid application process for students and institutions. So I think we know that to be kind of true, right, Dana? If we could simplify the FAFSA, maybe we can get some more students to do it.
Man, yeah, that would be awesome.
So there's been plenty of talk on it, and the reauthorization of the Higher Ed Act is one of these things that is certainly the can that gets kicked down the road. It's almost, it's like one of these like blue moon things that just have to show up at the right time in the process, because it gets too close to elections and then it's like, not that important.
Right, right.
Oh, well. Well, let's take a little musical interlude here and then shove ourselves into the last segment here. And just like that, Dana, we are at that point for our last sip segment. So get that last sip on, Dana.
I got it. Actually, and I might have a third cup, actually.
Yeah, you might need one. I'm going to ask you if you have one of those I dare you to segments you want to talk about.
Yes. It's some kind of choice. So this week I checked out David. I think his last name is pronounced Burns. David Burns.
Okay.
American Utopia. Mm. Yeah. So he's the Tok Tok guy.
Okay.
And when I was watching it, I didn't know. So I just real quickly. So I started watching this musical, right? Because I had heard that Spike Lee directed it. So I started watching it and I was thinking, you know, I started thinking to myself, what, Dana, what you watching? Like, what is happening? Like, what is going on? So like I paused it and then I Googled his name. And then when it said he's, you know, from Tok Tok, then I was like, oh, okay, now I understand. Now I get and understand this performance art that I'm watching.
So you're talking David Byrne, not Burns, but Byrne. Byrne,
yeah, excuse me. Yeah, David Byrne. Yes.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, from Talking Heads. I said Tok Tok, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I know, yeah. I thought you were thinking of a different, I think there's another band maybe called that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But yeah, David Byrne, yes. And so I will add to that and make this a simpler, I dare you to, for those who don't remember back in the day, there was a band called Talking Heads. And David Byrne was the front man. There's actually someone from Wisconsin that was in the band too. I only know that because I'm from Wisconsin. But they had some very interesting music back in the 80s. They had some big hits.
Yes.
And then David Byrne and the guys and the girl in the band split up. And apparently not amicably either. So he went on to do quite a few more artsy type of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And so if you would Google him or YouTube him, in particular, I think he was on Saturday Night Live in the last year or so. And he did kind of a performancing of like a Talking Head song type of thing. So it's very interesting. You got to go see it. It's very much a performance as they're moving around, all in kind of like similar color clothing and all. Definitely worth seeing. The other thing is if you have, I think it's the channel Access, AXS, which plays a lot of concert videos and things like that. I think that's a channel that Dan Rather has his big interview show on.
Okay.
And he does an hour-long interview with David Byrne, probably from the last year or so. So relatively recent. Again, he's a very interesting guy.
So like I was saying, when I was watching it, it was interesting, but it's one of those things where it's like, man, I'm trying to, all right, sir, I'm trying to understand what... trying to process and understand what I'm watching.
You should definitely.
The funny part is it all made sense once I Googled him and realized who he was. Yeah. Then it like the light bulb came on. I'm like, okay, I get it.
And for those that have streaming musical services or just buy UCDs like I do, buy the truckload, check out his different collaborations. He's done a variety of collaborations with other artists and his own solo work since, you know, leaving Talking Heads. You know, check that stuff out. It's very, very interesting stuff that he does.
Very, very.
So that's a very good I Dare You To selection there from Dana. Yeah. We'll wrap that up and we'll send you, we'll put links in our show notes to American Utopia and some of his other musical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Dana, that's really all we have time for today on the show. But again, there's always our next episode. So I want to thank our co-host Dana for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, both our Secret Shopper Studio audience and our other audience out there for tuning in.
And hey, everyone, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
And for this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcast, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcasts.google.com. And search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcast app. And always, you can find our episodes at wbcisfa.podbean.com. That's the words pod and bean as one word. And don't forget, you can also find us on Spotify.
You can send us feedback or send us topics you want to hear on the show. Email us at wbcsfa@gmail.com.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of the incredible Dana Yarbrough and myself.
This has been episode number 43, recorded the morning of Friday, December 4th, 2020.
Have a great day.
And have a great weekend.